And as I was thinking about things that I wanted to share, things that make a difference in my world, I thought about the glimpses that I see. Did you see at the end of that text where we all know the story of Zacchaeus? We've sung about it since we were very little. But that Zacchaeus knew that he was too short, something with which I can relate. And he had to figure out, how can I get a glimpse of Jesus? I chose this translation because it ended. It says, he ran ahead of everyone and climbed up into, this says, a blossoming fig tree, a sycamore tree, to get a glimpse of Jesus as he passed by. He wasn't asking for anything. He just wanted to see Jesus. He just wanted to get a glimpse. And we know the end of the story. We know that Zacchaeus got way more than he ever expected from Jesus. Isn't that our lives as well? Jesus delivers over and above what we can ever expect or ask for from him. And it all began with that desire that Zacchaeus had to get a glimpse of Jesus. So as we talk and as we contemplate getting glimpses today, I'll give you a warning. I'm a teacher by trade, so I like class participation. So at the end of the talk today, some students are going to share, and you will have opportunity to share maybe where you have gotten a glimpse of Jesus somewhere in your life, in your week, in your day today. So be thinking ahead, and I would encourage you to share with us. Are we as anxious today? Would I climb a tree to get a glimpse of Jesus? In my day-to-day hustle and shuffle, what would I do to get just a glimpse of Jesus? Maybe getting glimpses has become so commonplace. I don't know how many Bibles I have in my house. We make prayer a common part of our day. Are we as driven? Do we have the desire to get just a glimpse of Jesus as we walk through each day? As we look at some Bible stories today where we know we can go to the Bible and get glimpses of Jesus. But to what effort would I be willing to put forth to catch just a new glimpse of Jesus? First of all, what does it mean to catch a glimpse? That's kind of a strange word. When you write it, it's a interesting looking word. And so I thought, well, what does it mean to catch a glimpse? Webster's tells us that a glimpse is a momentary or partial view, or to perceive briefly or partially. How long would it take you if I were to flash an image on the screen for you to know what you were looking at? How much of a glimpse do you have to see of something in order to be able to identify it? I did a little research on that. For a long time, it was thought by science that you would have to see something for 100 milliseconds. A millisecond is a thousandth of a second. You saw something for 100 milliseconds, you could say, oh, that was a dog, or that was whatever. A few years ago, about 6 years ago, 7 years ago, a scientist at MIT undertook some testing to find out how much of a glimpse would you have to see to recognize something. They found out that the human eye can identify something if it sees it for only 13 milliseconds. 13 thousandths of a second, if I could flash something for that, and I tried to figure out how to do that, but I couldn't make it happen. But if you could see something for 13 thousandths of a second, your eye could register and tell your brain, that's what you saw. Glimpses of Jesus. 13 thousandths of a second is all somebody needs to see in your life in order to recognize Jesus is in that person. 13 thousandths of a second. How often do we miss the glimpses that we have opportunity to see because we're so busy rushing around? I know as principal at the school, I show up in the morning and thinking, hey, these are the things that are going to happen today. Here's what's going to happen. And usually by 8:05, that's all out the window because there's other things happening and there's other things demanding time, and you just go through your day. And in fact, this week I was telling someone, I didn't come up for air till afternoon today because stuff was happening. And that's all good. It's not bad. But then I stop and think, oh, man, how many kids did I walk by in the hall and I didn't even see them because I was headed somewhere? How many glimpses did I miss in today because of what was going on around me? How many glimpses do you miss as life in 2021 consumes us? As we look at the Bible, we can think about some obvious places where glimpses, maybe even more than glimpses. The first thing that comes to my mind is Moses getting stuck in that cleft in the rock, right? God says, okay, Moses wanted to see God. God, I want to see you. And God acquiesces and says, okay, but you can't handle me. You gotta put yourself in between this rock and I'll just let my back pass before you. That was more than just a glimpse. Another story that always makes me kind of chuckle is when the Philistines stole the Ark of the Covenant, and they knew they had something, right? And so they put it in their temples or whatever. And every morning when they came in, Dagon, their god, was face down. He was getting a glimpse, right? And they finally said, no more. We're going to send this thing back, right? How about Gideon's men? What kind of glimpse of Jesus did they get? Battles were won with troops and power and force. And what did God tell them? You got too many men. Get rid of some of those guys. Send them home. Finally, they got down to, 300 men? What kind of glimpse of God's power did Gideon's men? What did they learn that victory comes not in numbers, but in who you place your trust in? How about Nehemiah, as he was a captive and he wanted to go back and to rebuild Jerusalem? This monumental task. And he figured out that with God on your side, nothing is impossible. The disciples got many amazing glimpses of Jesus as they were with him. And they saw that even the wind and the waves obeyed Jesus' word. What an awesome opportunity they had, right? Even Stephen, as he was at the end of his life, the Bible tells us, Stephen looked up into heaven and he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And that's something that many times I missed. What do we always talk about Jesus doing? Sitting at the right hand of the Father, right? Here, Stephen, in his last moments on this planet, he looks to heaven, and what does he see Jesus doing for him? What glimpse did he get? Jesus was standing for Stephen. That's an awesome thing. You know, it's just a word. He wasn't sitting at the right hand of God. He was standing because he recognized and honored what Stephen was going through and doing. So we know that the Bible is full. I mean, they're just stories after stories. The whole point of the Bible is to let us see Jesus and see what he's like. But today, we can't just go climb a sycamore tree and get a glimpse. They're not so obvious or easy. Daniel O'Leary wrote a book called An Astonishing Secret. And he speaks about thin places. I really like this concept. He says that these are places where heaven and earth are very close to each other. Those places where we get those glimpses of heaven, where we get those glimpses of Jesus and his love for us. And we can put ourselves in those thin places as we have worship in the morning, as we take a hike in nature. There are certainly places and opportunities that we work towards and we try to avail ourselves of, so just so we can get that glimpse. And I love Sabbath. I love Sabbath because it's a time to slow down and to look for a thin place, to look for some place where I can catch that glimpse, some place where I can grow my relationships with those that I care most about. But sometimes we need to catch a thin place when maybe we weren't expecting it. Sometimes when we're struggling, when we're having a difficult time, when things are not going in our lives like we would like them to, we can find ourselves at a thin place because somebody around us is there, giving us 13 milliseconds of a look into Jesus' love for us. Since Jesus can't be here physically with us, we have to look for him. We have to look for those opportunities. And I would encourage you, as you go through your daily lives, especially when times are hard, look for those glimpses that Jesus is offering us, because he is there with us. He's working in our world today, all around us. I read a book that talked about one time about the knowing how to be in the will of God. And the author there presented the idea that God is always working around us. There are times when he will invite us to work with him, to be his hands and feet, so that we can offer glimpses of him and his love to those around us. I love the idea of what you guys are going to be doing on December 4 with the shower trailer and being the hands and feet literally in this community. And your church has done that so well over the years with your ministries here. And it's when we choose intentionally to be his hands and feet that we have a great opportunity to provide glimpses of Jesus. I can tell you that I see glimpses of him many times as I'm walking the halls and interacting with students at our campus and watching what students do for each other. I can't tell you the number of times that I've been out back in the playground where our new structure will ultimately be on our crooked basketball court back there. And I've seen an older student, middle school student or even a high school student, get a basketball and play with a kindergartner or first grade student and help them and play with them. Those are glimpses of Jesus. Those little kids see in those older kids what it means to care for somebody else. This week, actually just day before yesterday, we had had a really busy morning. We've been going through some COVID testing. LaVon and I had been on the run since 7:45. We had received our latest batch of COVID testing, and it was a new test, not nearly as easy as the one we had before. And I walked into the office, and this envelope was laying just on the front desk office. And if you want to catch me afterwards, I tried to take a picture of it so we could put it up here, but it didn't come out very well. But you have to see the spelling. This is obviously from not an eighth grade student or a high school student. It says, to everyone in the office, spelled O-F-I-S. Okay, so that. Let your light shine, and actually it says let your light shine, but we had just finished week of worship last week, and one of the songs that the younger group were singing was "This Little Light of Mine" and letting it shine. So right there, before I ever even opened the card, the challenge is to me to let my light shine. Glimpses, right? Just glimpses. So inside the card, it says, "Thank you for all you do. You work," W-H-E-R-K. "You work really," R-I-L-L-Y. "You work really hard so that I made this for you to thank you. I love what you do to support us and to keep," C-E-P, "to keep us in school." You know, little glimpses. And that student didn't know what kind of warning we would have had. But yet, they took the time to give a glimpse of Jesus. And I can tell you that I've gotten many glimpses over the last 2 days of him through that card. So now is the class participation part. I grew up in the Deep South, and we would often, I don't know about often, but we would have times where we would call them testimony services, where people would get an opportunity to share what Jesus has done for them. So I brought some students who were willing or are willing to share some times when they've got glimpses of Jesus and where they, I haven't looked at what they're going to say, so I don't know where they got their glimpses. But I told them it could be from their parents, from their teachers, from nature, just some places where they have seen Jesus in someone else. And I would like to extend that invitation to each of you, and I'll come around with a microphone, to share with each other. Let's share with each other, where have you gotten a glimpse of Jesus as you've journeyed through your life? Maybe it's a short journey for some of our younger ones, and maybe it's a longer journey. We've all seen glimpses, so let's share with each other a little bit. So we're going to give you, these four ladies are going to share with us, and then you can raise your hand, and I'll come around and share. Right, he's good. Lily?
Nope. Oh, wait, yeah, it is. Look at that. Okay, I see God in my life through my aunt. She always looks to God for guidance, and in that way she helps me with my walk with God. Not only that, but she always has time to talk with me about my struggles with my beliefs and my personal walk with God. I'm so glad to have a family who I can look for advice when I need my connection with God strengthened, which is something she always has time to do. Constantly, she puts herself after God and others. In a way, she makes me want to be a better person and have a connection with God, with which she has and always will have. A few years ago, I needed help with one of the smallest things you can possibly imagine, a math test. She prayed for me, and I ended up passing the test. Thanks to her prayers for me, I passed the year with the best grades I have made for my entire year.
All right. Yes. Sure. Okay. And talk slowly.
One way I see Jesus in my life is through answered prayer. Answered prayer may be right away or in God's own time, which usually isn't right away. Many times the Bible tells us not to worry, not to be frustrated, or not to be upset. And personally, I find that really hard to do, especially when I'm in a scary or frustrating situation. A few weeks ago, I went to a farm with the school. There were a few little activities, such as mini golf and like some food, but the main attraction was the corn maze. My friends and I got together, and we all went in. It was muddy, rainy, and slippery, but it started out really fun. After a while, we took a turn and ended back up in the beginning. Looking back, it was probably the smartest thing to do to just get out and hang around, but we were determined to try it again. So we headed towards what we thought would be the right way to go. We took random turns, not really taking it seriously. So we were in there for about an hour when it started getting really dark and really quiet. Naturally, we started to get serious, so we told each other we would actually start trying to get out. It also suddenly came to our minds that we needed to be back on the bus by 9 o'clock, and it was 8:15. You could say that we were a little bit concerned. We tried finding other groups, but didn't really succeed, and we were all by ourselves. Now our feelings of concern were replaced by fear. We tried following the stars, the lights, and even how high the corn was, but nothing was getting us to the end. When you're in the middle of nowhere, in the dark, you start seeing and hearing things. So we heard rustling, we heard the wind, we heard the corn moving. And so we were really scared. So it was 8:30 something, and we were all wet, we were muddy, we were scared, and we were jumpy. And we realized none of our own methods were working, and we needed to do something else. So I told my group, guys, I'm going to pray real quick. I quickly asked God to show us the way out and to help us get on the bus on time and not be lost. Not even 5 minutes after I said amen, we got to the exit. We made it to the bus early, and we were relieved. We knew that the bus wouldn't leave, but we also didn't want to be that one group who got lost in the middle of the corn maze. So Philippians 4:6 says, do not worry about anything, but instead pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done.
So a few years ago, I had the opportunity to take a plane ride in Alaska. I took a plane ride in Alaska a couple years ago. We flew over a lot of glaciers in Denali National Park. From up in the air, the glaciers looked like they were about 2 inches long, which is not very long. In reality, they were about a mile wide and 40 miles long. Right then, I realized how small I actually was, but then I also realized how much Jesus cared for me and how, no matter how small and insignificant I felt, he cared for me. So that's a glimpse of Jesus that I've had.
Okay, so when I was probably around like 8 or 9, I had these two parakeets. And their names were Peter and Daisy, and I loved them a lot. I took them pretty much everywhere with me. I took them to like this bird parade, ended up winning. And I even took them outside with me, which probably wasn't the best idea, but they were tame enough that they would just, like, sit on my finger or whatever. And so I took them outside this one day, and it was really, really windy. And I decided, like, I had them in this little, like, bird cage that I knew they could get out of, but I just kept them in there. I don't know why. And I decided to go on a walk, and I was carrying them in this little cage, and one of the birds, Daisy, she managed to get out, and she took off flying, and her wings were clipped, but she could still flutter around, and since it was windy outside, the wind carried her over up onto this tree, and I couldn't get her down, and after like 30 minutes, I came home crying, and I was like, Mom, my bird escaped, And so we looked for her. We even took Peter outside. We wanted him to, like, start twittering, seeing if she would come back, but she didn't. She was just up in that tree still doing who knows what. But then that night when we were having worship, we decided to pray about it. And so as we were praying, we heard this knock on our door. And our neighbor came and he had her in his hands, and he was holding her, and he came up to us, and he was like, is this your bird? And I was like, oh my gosh, yes. And then he was like, he had found her on his porch, and she was just sitting there, and I don't know how she got there, but he just found her on his porch, and we hadn't even said amen yet when he came and took her, and yeah, anyway.
Yeah, isn't it cool when God answers prayers before we ever pray them? We've had that several times at the school where we'll get something donated that we didn't even know that we were going to need, and it fills a need for us. All right. So anybody would anybody like to share a glimpse of Jesus that you have had or seen? Victor in the back.
I seen God and everyone I know. When I was like this age, my uncle Oscar came to pick me up and he dropped.
That's all right. Just keep.
When Uncle Oscar came to drop me off, he didn't, like, my Uncle Oscar would have, like, stayed there when I went upstairs. I knocked, no one answered.
Nope.
If I was looking for my friends or something happened, so I went over there crying in tears, and then I saw my Uncle Oscar's store, so I went up, tried to go up the hill, and then he already left, so I went back home, and I accidentally left the door open, and I didn't, and I was worried that someone went in to our house. We live in this neighborhood sometimes there could be like big kids, and then my grandma came back with my sister, and my neighbors told me they went out to the walk.
All right, anybody else like to share some glimpses of Jesus in your life? This is how it is in the classroom, too, sometimes.
Well, this week, it was a pretty rough week, but one of our friends had... He was in distress. He had some health issues, and it was just flaring. It was really bad, and I was out of the city. It would have taken me quite a while to get back here, and I called a friend and just told him what was going on, and without any kind of hesitation, he said, "I'm going over there. I'm going to go over and check on him," and helped him, and it was definitely a glimpse of someone with Jesus' heart to just not even look at what he's doing, what's going on in his life. It was just, boom, I'm going to be there for that person.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
It was awesome.
The veterans brought me a big box of fresh, wonderful vegetables, and it was way more than I could eat. So I took part of it and walked down the street and put it on somebody's door. I wasn't sure if they'd find it, but I left it there. And about an hour later, here came two little boys with 2 dozen fresh tulips.
Oh, nice.
Now, it was then October. I have never really had fresh tulips in my vase very often, but certainly not in the middle of winter.
Right.
So it reminded me it pays to give.
That's right. So you got to be a glimpse and get a glimpse in the same time. Very nice. Very nice. All right, anybody else would like to share?
I tend to wake up very early, like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I don't get up right away often. I lay in the bed and think about current events or something I'm reading and studying the Bible. And this morning, as I was doing that, I was suddenly overwhelmed with the idea the fact that my wife really takes good care of me. Mm. And she every week puts together my medicines ahead of time. She provides the different vitamins and minerals to help bring us safely through the COVID season. And I realized all of a sudden that that was her love language, a language or her way of showing love. I had never thought of that before. And I think, like most people, there's times when I don't feel very loved or very lovable. And that's what struck me so much this morning, was that I realized that my wife was sending me messages of her love, and I wasn't recognizing them. And the whole thing just made me so very thankful for her, but thankful to God for showing that to me.
Yeah, great. All right, anybody else?
Well, I always feel like a deer in the headlights when anybody asks for, like, you know, have you ever had an experience or whatever? But I think what stands out to me is I remember having a lot of, you know, uncertainties as a teenager and a young adult. There's so much life ahead of you. You don't know what's going to happen. How's your life going to play out? And a few decades later, you know, looking back, I realized that every single situation that I've had to face, even the hardest ones, God has gotten me through every single one of those. There's not a single, you know, a single day of work that I've looked forward to what's going to happen, or the toughest cases, or, you know, every work shift he's gotten me through, every, you know, tough situation in life, all the uncertainties. And also looking back, just, you know, every good thing that I've desired in one way or another, he has provided those things. And I guess that's the benefit of life progressing along is, yeah, you know, you get to see really how good he is and how he works things out.
Yeah, the benefit of perspective. Yeah, having that perspective.
Well, age is perspective.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, perspective. All right, anybody else? Don't want to leave anybody out?
I see a lot of glimpses of Jesus every day, but one that's kind of comes from an unexpected place is out of my barn. One of my horses, he's a big boy, big quarter horse, and can kind of be a handful sometimes. But one of the young people that is working with this particular horse on a weekly basis in our program is kind of comes from a hard space in his life and has a lot of challenges. And anyway, a couple weeks ago, it was just so sweet when this young person and this big horse were spending some time together, and And Rojo, who can be a big handful at times, was the sweetest little, you would have thought he was a, I don't know, you would have thought he was a stone broke horse, which he isn't. But just the way he interacted with this young person, and he put his head down, and he leaned into him, and he just was the kindest, gentlest horse, like a big teddy bear. And I can tell you, the staff and I stood there, and I don't think there was a dry eye in the stable that day, all of us just watching the interaction. And it was like seeing Jesus put his arms around this kid.
Yeah. Yeah, an unexpected thin place, right? You didn't expect heaven and earth to meet in that barn, but... Yeah. But it does. Very good. All right.
I have been surrounded by men my whole life. My father and my... Yeah, let me restart that. I have been surrounded by hearts of service, and my father and my husband. My entire life, I have seen them serve out of a natural place in their life. I see opportunities that I choose, but it doesn't come so naturally in me. And so when I think about their service, a couple weeks ago we were driving out to Rosario to see some puppies and love on some puppies. And on our way there, on a very busy road, if you've ever been out there, Aubrey sees a car and two people, thought two ladies out there trying to change this tire. And it was not even a second thought for him to say, oh, I'm going to turn around and come back. And it took us probably as long to turn around on this busy road to go back and help these people change their tire. It's no big deal to this man or to my dad to do something like that, you know, to turn around and to see an act of service and to see an opportunity to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And because I am not much help changing a tire, I stayed in the car and watched the whole thing. But I kept thinking, you know, the whole time, and how many times we've done that in our married life, turned around on a road to go help somebody, how often those acts of service and those things that are taking place in front of us are Jesus there, and what a privilege to be a part of, you know, an act of service. And I don't know, I'm very grateful for my father and for my husband showing me that so often in my personal life, but in the lives of others as well.
All right. So where do we go from here? I guess I would challenge you to remember it's 13 milliseconds is all it takes to be a glimpse of Jesus as you walk through this week. Look for those thin places and realize that you may not realize it's a thin place for somebody else. You don't know who in your interactions this coming week is going to need to see a glimpse. And you can be that. Let's pray. Father God, we are honored by the fact that you allow us to give glimpses of your love to the people that we interact with. Help us to do that and to realize the ways that we can bless others as we live our lives. And as we need to see glimpses of you, open our eyes. Let us see those around us who are being your hands and feet in our lives. And as we walk through this life, through challenging times, I just pray that you will keep us focused on you, and so that when you come again soon, we can look forward to an eternity where we won't have to just get glimpses, but we can see you face to face. Thank you for your love for us. Thank you for this congregation. And thank you for using us to be your hands and feet. In your name I pray. Amen.